Hi, my name is Johan Kruger. I'm with Creation Ministries International, and you're listening to Active Affirm.
Welcome, 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 welcome back. Right here on What's the Topic? Yes, What's the Topic? And you know how we do it right here on What's the Topic? Yahoo! This is your boy, Fearless Eagle. Yes, another awesome, awesome, awesome Wednesday. If you got the show on a Wednesday, yes, you're on our, you know, yeah, Central African time, yeah. You know, our plus, you know, 2, yes, GMT time, yes, You understand the time zone, right here, So if you got it on a Wednesday, the show, What's the Topic, and you're listening right now on a Wednesday, yes, good Wednesday morning to you. Yeah, and if it's a Tuesday, good Tuesday morning to you. Or, you know, some people, they get it in the afternoon, in the evening. Depends on what time you're getting it. So, if you're getting it in the evening, good evening. If it's in the morning, good morning. If it's in the afternoon, good afternoon. If it's at night, good night. Yeah, but before you go to sleep, make sure you listen to the whole show. It's going to be a very nice, interesting topic for you to listen to. Yeah, so the song that you just came from listening to is by Matthew Parker, and the title of the song is Find You, the Capros remix. Yeah, yeah. So make sure you go listen to it. And if you want to listen to it again, feel free to go to the beginning of the song. Yes, right, you know what's the topic. Yeah, you know how we do it. Yeah, you know how you do it. You know how I do it. We're doing this thing together. We're doing everything together. We're walking the journey together. Today's topic that we're going to work together, we want to take a look at the background story of the journey to the final. You know, the topic itself is 2017 UEFA Europa League Final. So we're going to look at the whole background story of what happened, what teams went down, you know, and did the things that needed to be done. Yeah, what teams did the things that needed to be done, you know, to get to the Europa finals. Yes, you know, the final, right there, the final. So the 2017 final, that's actually what we're going to look at. Now look at that whole situation, and it's going to be a very interesting journey right here that you're going to take on What's the Topic. So if you are a soccer fan, you're going to love this. There's also the Sporting Base and the VAR show, so just make sure you go and listen to that. But right here on What's the Topic, we talk about everything, me and you. We discuss some interesting topics, yes, ones that you want to hear. So do not disappear. I'm still here. Take a moment to think about the topic that you're about to go into and prepare your heart. Enjoy.
I love Active FM!
Active FM.
Radio has never been better!
Hot presenters, hot music, hot titles, hot shows.
Also, the hottest music.
Woohoo! Half of the city don't love me. Hungry, I came out the jungle. Got a grip on it, won't fumble. I'm ready, I'm looking.
Active FM. I'm still here, you still here. Yes, I know you going into the whole situation. We're going to touch on the whole background of these two teams. Manchester United and Ajax. Yes, Ajax, right there. Now, for those who do not know who won, I'm about to reveal it to you. So it was on the 24th May 2017. That is when this match took place. And it was the final between Ajax and Manchester United. And the scores were 2-0. Right? The scores were 2-0. They had an attendance of 46,961 people, and the weather was partly cloudy. 19 degrees Celsius. Yep. Uh-huh. That's literally what was going down. Yeah. And the man of the match. Haha. The man of the match from Manchester United was Ander Herrera. If you don't know who that is, make sure you go and check it out. Yeah, go check him out. He's actually an awesome, amazing player. And yeah, you'll actually see like some interesting goals there and everything. So it was a 2-0 victory. And yeah, obviously the person who took the man of the match was Ander Herrera. And what actually went down that day, yo, it was interesting. Like, I was like, whoa, sure, this was deep. Like, yo, this was actually a match worthy to actually sit down and watch. That's what I thought. I actually thought of that. And the score, like I said, was 2-0. And the team that actually took it was Manchester United. Yep. Manchester United was the team that actually took it, yeah. So for all the Manchester United fans, I know you actually proud of that. But now, obviously, before they even got into the battleground and did the most, they actually, these two teams came with a loaded background. Like, it wasn't the first time they actually met. They have actually been in the same situation again in the past, and they actually did it twice. Mm-hmm. They did it twice. And when they actually got into this final, on Ajax side, it was actually the second final in the UEFA Cup. So they actually went into the final as their second final in the UEFA Cup, and they had a win in the past. So they were in a situation where they've actually won in the year 1992. They actually won the UEFA Cup final, and it was really interesting. So they actually won there, and it was over Torino on away goals. That was the actually, yeah, that was the cool part. So it was actually awesome. So it was their second time going into the final. And then you had on the other side, Manchester United. It was their first final in the UEFA Cup. Sure. Like thinking, yay! People were crossing fingers there, yay! Like literally crossing fingers that they're gonna win and everything. So it was their first final. And the cool thing was, yeah, you know, Manchester United was actually seeking to join Juventus, Ajax, Bayern Munich, and Chelsea. They were actually seeking to join them. And sure, because those were like the four teams that actually had, like, those were like the clubs. Let me just put it that way. Clubs. They were like the only clubs that have won all three major European trophies. So the European Champion Club Cup, they've won that. And then you go into the UEFA Cup, they've won that. Obviously, that is the Europa League. And then the last one was the UEFA Cup winners, you know, that one. So they were like the only clubs that have won that. So Manchester United was actually looking forward to actually joining them, becoming part of them. And interestingly enough, the two teams, they actually were in a position where they've previously met four times. They actually met four times in the European competitions. Like right there, they were in a position where four times they've met in those European competitions. And they were all in the UEFA Cup. Woo! Right there. Hey, going down, hey. Like, you know, we've met before. And the interesting thing is, all those, yeah, four times, Manchester took it. But now they always, yeah, they always won on aggregate. So that's actually what happened. And in the past, they, like I said, they won, they met four times, and Manchester always had a, yeah, record of winning. So they actually had a record of winning twice. They had two wins each. So both sides, they had two wins each, and Manchester United always took it. And they took it with, obviously, aggregate, you know, the aggregate score, which they always eliminated Ajax. So the first time they eliminated Ajax by 2-1, so Manchester had 2, Ajax had 1, and then that was on aggregate, and that was in the year 1976 to 1977, so twice, 2-1, and then the other two was in the year 2011 and 2012 in the UEFA Europa League. And they won again on aggregate. Manchester United won again on aggregate 3-2. Like, yo, those were nil beatings. And with this time, it was in round the, you know, round 32, right there. That's where it happened. So, yeah, aggregate. It was really interesting. So that was literally their background. And sure, they like came into the final knowing that we've met 4 times in the past. Yes, we've had this situation 4 times in the past. And Manchester has always won on aggregate. Literally, that's literally what happened in the past. So they had a history of, yeah, going down with each other. And the question was, how was it going to go down this time? And we all know what happened. Manchester United took it 2-0. So that's literally what happened. But do not disappear. There's still more. Yes, there is still more that I still need to share with you. So when I come back, yes, when you come back, yes, when we come back from putting on our dancing shoes, because now I'm about to give you a jam, and that jam is We Are The Light. Enjoy.
So the world will know Christ the King. Here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice that your word unfading. I miss every instantaneous thing. I find myself in the presence of the God. Let my
album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
Yeah, so now let's look at the whole situation of what actually went down. Like, let's go into the pre-match, you know, what happened with the ambassador, the logo, you know, the ticketing, and the opening ceremony. How was it? Not forgetting the match officials and the whole summary of the match, because we already know Manchester United took it 2-0. Now, when you look at the whole situation of the ambassador obviously for the final was a former Swedish international player by the name of Patrick Anderson. So he actually was the ambassador. Ooh, I almost said ambassador. Right, you know, that's the topic. We do that. So he was actually the this word has gotten me on lockdown for the show. I don't understand what's happening. But, you know, what's the topic? We accommodate everything. Yes, me and you. We create words. We do everything. Phrases. So Patrick Anderson was the ambassador of the whole final. And something that's interesting is Patrick Anderson actually is a former winner of the Champions League with Bayern Munich against Valencia in the year 2001. Yep, he actually won the Champions League with Bayern Munich against Valencia in 2001, which was really cool. I was like, wow, it's actually a privilege to be the ambassador, you know, of the final. Why? Because you actually won, you know, with Bayern in the past, you know, 2001, which was actually cool. Now, when you also go and look at into the whole situation of the logo that UEFA actually used, UEFA actually unveiled the brand identity of the final on the 26th August in the year 2016 in Morocco. So right there in Morocco, that's actually where they revealed the brand identity. And that was obviously during the group stage draw. So right there, they were actually having their group stages, and that's where they actually unveiled the brand identity. Yes. Another cool, interesting fact was their whole ticketing situation. The ticketing was actually interesting because they actually went into a whole stadium that had the capacity of 48,000 people. Yep. It could actually handle 48,000. It could go above that, but that's where now you start, you know, welcoming chaos and problems and, yeah, destruction and all those stuff. Because you end up in situations where, yeah, the whole stadium can collapse. Why? Because the capacity has reached its fullest and it has actually, you know, got extra people, which is basically an overflow. So the capacity of the stadium was 48,000, which they actually got a total of 37,000 tickets. So they actually made 37,000 tickets available. They didn't want to, you know, take the chances and actually risk people's lives. So 37,000 tickets were available to the fans and the general public. And that was actually interesting because, yeah, with the two finalist teams, they actually received 10,000 tickets each. And with those 10,000, there was an extra 17,000 tickets that were being available for sale to the fans, you know, worldwide. So via UEFA.com. So people could actually buy tickets online and, you know, take a flight or however they want to get to the venue. That's actually what they could do. And that was from the 17th to the 28th of March in 2017. So in four prizes, they actually gave four prizes. The first prize was £150. Second prize was £100. Third prize, £70. And then the last one was £45. So that's actually what happened. And then the remaining tickets were actually allocated to the local organizing, you know, committee and the UEFA and National Association, the commercial partners and the broadcasters, you know, gotta have those people around. So they actually, yeah, made it available to those people and the serving team, you know, the hospitality programs and all those stuff. So that's actually what happened. And then when we went into the whole opening situation, there was a whole minute of silence, just for silence. Like, they actually dedicated a one full minute of silence. And the reason why they actually did it was because there was a bombing in Manchester. So there was, like, 2 days before the finals, there was a bombing in Manchester. So they actually did that opening of silence, you know, to actually dedicate, or let me say, to have a memorial for all the victims of that bombing that happened in Manchester, which, yeah, it was actually memorable. It was actually a proper opening, you know, ceremony, which was actually considerable to actually reduce everything that happened 2 days ago. And, yeah, get the team to actually be in the zone, in the, you know, the mode and all the stuff. Going into the whole situation of the match, you know, the starting and all the stuff, the officials, they actually chose the referee, like, he was actually a Slovenian referee, which was Damir Skomina. So there was actually the referee, and he was announced as the final referee by UEFA themselves on the 13th May 2017. I will be like, yo, this is an honor right there. UEFA actually announced me. Sure, that was actually a cool thing. It was a, you know, I think memorable time for him. Going into the match, you know, the match starts and everything. First goal came in the 18th minute, and the person that scored that goal was Paul Pogba. Yep, scored it with a left shot right there, left foot shot, went into the net, scored it from outside the penalty area. Yep, right there, got the keeper, Davinson Sanchez, you know, off his feet, but defeated him. So that's literally what happened. Paul Pogba actually scored the first goal. Second goal went to, hey, you know, like, people have some other interesting surname. So, yeah, just keep it to the first name. Henrik. Yes, right there. We'll keep it to Henrik. So if you go back to the 2017 UEFA Europa final, you'll see who Henrik is. Yes. So make sure you go and check out Henrik. Surname is on some other level. So I'm not going to attempt the surname. But yeah, he's the one that actually got the second goal, and that's really, really cool. Second goal, you know, like 3 minutes into the second half, right there. Like, they just got in 3 minutes. Bam! There comes the goal right there, and he did it with the opposite leg from Paul Pogba, which was his right foot. Yep. Huh. Scored it with his right foot. Cool, awesome opportunity that he had from 3 yards. Yep. 3 yards away from the poles, yes, from the nets. Put the power, accuracy, and it went in. And then after that, Wayne Rooney came in, entered. He actually took the captain's armband And he later on led the whole team into a whole victory, which was really cool. So that was actually awesome. And that's actually what went down. And yeah, do not disappear. Gonna have a good time after this.
Active. FM. Radio. Never been better. This is Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Yep, I know you enjoyed the show. It was on another level. You actually got some interesting stuff that you didn't know. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta like listen to those things, you know, to actually find out what actually went down, what's happening and everything. I actually was blessed to have you on the show. I am honored to have you on the show. I was honored. I'm still honored because I know you're gonna share the show to someone else out there. Yeah. At the end of the day, the whole show, you know, is not just about soccer. The whole picture was, imagine having 48,000 people in one stadium, and all those 48,000 people in one stadium that you actually got there, yeah, they bought their tickets, they did everything, but now all those amount of people, you actually lead them to Christ as a soccer player. Like, you scored a goal and then you're like, everybody, I want you, this is like at the end of the match, like, everybody, I want you to close your eyes and repeat after me, lead them into salvation. All those 48,000 people going to heaven, right, because of you. Imagine actually having that picture. That picture is actually awesome. So you can do it as a soccer player. To Paul Pogba, that was awesome right there. In that year, you did the most, man. Yeah, 18 minutes into the match, you score. Yeah, plus you actually contributed to your team winning. Yeah, that was actually awesome. So as a soccer player, go out there, change the world. And if you're not a soccer player, you can also do the same. Imagine having a stadium filled with 48,000 people, and you lead them to Christ. It's possible. Starts with one, and then you build that one into a leader, and you change the world. So for myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm about to leave you, and I'm going to give you the platform. Yes, the platform and the other platforms. So make sure you catch the other shows on www.activefm.co.za. Make sure you actually go and listen to them. There's the Sporting Base, where you will hear everything about sport, plus the VAR show. So they actually do the most right there. Go listen to them as well. Like, you'll actually enjoy it. There's the movie show, the love show. We got everything loaded for you right here. So go check out the website and listen to the shows. Don't forget to get us on Facebook as well. /ActiveFM777. Yep, our Instagram page at ActiveFM. Make sure you go and like everything that you see there. Plus, you can get hold of us on WhatsApp. Go find the WhatsApp line in the Instagram bio. Yes, make sure you do that. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm loving you and leaving you. If it's in the morning, good morning to you. If it's evening, good evening to you. If it's afternoon, good afternoon. If it's night, good night. Now you can go and sleep and enjoy yourself. Yes. So, leaving you, I'm going to leave you with an awesome track by Reactive called Eternity. Peace out and God bless.
Carrying treasure, revealing extraordinary power, opening ourselves up to the truth, brilliant light piercing through the darkness. Press on every side, but not crush, no, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Press on every side, but not crush. No, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed.
wish what to do, but quitting ain't an option. Knock down but the light is never out. Persecuted but never forsaken. So no one ever giving up. Our inner being is being renewed every day. Difficulty producing the substance for a glory beyond comparison. Press on every side but not crush. No, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Press on every side but not crush. No, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Not focusing my attention on the scene, but the unseen. Not distracted by slight short lived troubles, no, we endure. I will focus on the King of Kings, 'cause he loves me. I'll focus on his mercies, 'cause he leads me.